Assist client with liquidity ratio. The net worth statement provides a holistic picture of financial health, while the liquidity ratio focuses specifically on emergency preparedness. Together, these tools can help a financial counselor demonstrate concrete ways for clients to improve their financial position, whether by increasing assets, decreasing liabilities, or both, in a manner tailored to their individual circumstances. Liquidity is defined as the ease an asset can be quickly converted to cash without significantly affecting its value. Liquidity ratio is defined as a financial ratio that helps determine how long, example how many months, a client's liquid assets could last to keep paying their expenses if their income sources were cut off. It is calculated as liquid assets divided by monthly expenses. Financial experts generally recommend a ratio of 3 to 6 months of expenses. Counselors can help clients understand if they have enough accessible resources to handle emergencies or income interruptions without incurring debt or selling assets. In counseling a client to determine this ratio, gather information from both their cash flow statement, monthly expenses, and their net worth statement, monetary assets. This ratio helps clients to visualize their immediate financial cushion for unexpected challenges. Exhibit 2-17 takes liquid assets information from the example family's net worth statement. If total liquid assets available are $6,800, assuming there is no cash on hand, and monthly expenses equals $6,100 from the family's cash flow statement, how many months of liquid assets does that equal? Exhibit 2-17. Liquid assets from net worth statement. Address client concerns. A financial counselor must address client concerns. Assure them that it is natural to feel uncertain about assets whose values change based on market conditions. People have little control over market values of things like homes, investments, or retirement accounts. Let the client know that these fluctuations are normal and expected and they can be planned for. For investments like stocks and mutual funds, remember that short-term market changes matter less if investing for long-term goals like retirement. While it can be stressful to see account balances drop during market downturns, historically, markets have recovered and grown over longer periods. Consider asking them how they responded the last time markets dropped. Each client is unique in how they respond to financial uncertainty. It is important to understand their past behaviors by asking questions like, "What did you do when the market fell last time?" Risk tolerance varies significantly between individuals, and understanding a client's comfort level is essential. For new clients, ask about their reactions to previous financial events. How did you feel when property values in your neighborhood increased or decreased? Always try to understand the client's whole financial picture and time frame for goals. Retirement might be 15 years away for one client, but only 3 years for another, significantly affecting appropriate strategies. Address concerns with honesty and accuracy, and when questions fall outside one's expertise, direct clients to fiduciaries or legal advisors. Do not forget to highlight positive financial decisions clients have made. This approach empowers them and builds confidence as they move through their financial plan. Instead of dwelling on worries, emphasize successes and use them as building blocks for future progress.